The thick fog clung to the cobblestone streets of Whitechapel, muffling the sounds of the city and shrouding the figures that moved through the night. Marianne Nichols pulled her shawl tighter around her shoulders, her breath visible in the cold air as she hurried down the dimly lit alleyways. The gas lamps cast an eerie glow, creating shadows that seemed to dance with every flicker of the flame. Her footfalls echoed off the buildings, a rhythmic beat that matched the pounding of her heart. She glanced over her shoulder, her instincts prickling with a sense of unease. The rumors of a possible serial killer stalking the streets were enough to make anyone wary. But she had little choice but to be out tonight. Work was scarce, and she needed the money. As she rounded the corner, a distant cry broke the oppressive silence. She hesitated, straining to listen, but the sound faded into the fog. Shaking her head, she continued, her pace quickening as the feeling of being watched, being stalked, grew stronger. Suddenly, a figure emerged from the mist, blocking her path. He was tall and dressed in a long, dark coat and a top hat that cast a shadow over his face. Marianne's breath caught in her throat as the man stepped closer. What she could see of his eyes glinting with a cold, predatory light. A client?
"Good evening, Poppet,"
he said, his voice smooth and, if she were honest, a bit chilling. She took a step back, her pulse racing, that innate fight-or-flight response all humans had making itself known. But if this were merely a paying customer, she needed to play her part. So she simply said,
"Do I know you, sir?"
He smiled, a slow curve of his lips that looked more menacing than disarming.
"You will, my dear. You will."
Without warning, he lunged, his gloved fist connecting with her jaw before he spun and grabbed her, clamping the other over her mouth to stifle her scream. Panic surged through her as she struggled against his iron grip, her eyes flying wide with terror. He dragged her into the shadows of a narrow alley, the stench of decay and refuse overwhelming her senses. Marianne fought with all her strength, her nails clawing at his hand, his face, but he was too strong. He forced her to the ground, the rough cobblestone scraping her skin through her thin dress, her cap falling into a puddle beside her. She saw the glint of something in his hand. A blade? The metal caught the dim light as he brought it closer, confirming her greatest fear.
"Please,"
she gasped, tears streaming down her cheeks.
"Please, don't. I have a family. Children."
His eyes bore into hers, and she saw what she should have noticed before. Those eyes were completely devoid of any humanity.
"It's too late for mercy, pet,"
he snarled. With swift, practiced motions, he slashed the blade across her left side. She felt her dress hinder the blade, and the cut was more rip than slice. He reared back, this time slashing her throat, silencing her pleas in a gurgle of blood. The pain was immediate and excruciating, a searing agony that consumed her. Her vision blurred, and the world around her faded into darkness as her lifeblood spilled onto the cobblestones. The last thing she saw was his face, a twisted mask of satisfaction, before he brought that weapon of destruction down again, and darkness claimed her for the last time. As the killer finished with his tasks and stood over her lifeless body, he wiped the blade clean on her dress, his gaze lingering on his handiwork. He reached into his pocket and pulled out a small, blood-stained notebook, flipping it open to a blank page. With deliberate strokes, he began to sketch, capturing the macabre scene in meticulous detail for later transference onto one of his sketchbooks. He paused, glancing around to ensure nobody was about, then leaned down and whispered into her ear, his voice a haunting echo in the empty alley.
"Your story won't end here. One day your blood will lead you back to me, and when it does, the world will know the true artistry behind these murders."
With that, he slipped the notebook back into his coat and disappeared into the fog, leaving Marianne Nichols' body as a grim testament to his cruelty.